Hello, welcome to The Wire, where fresh coverage of independent news and current affairs from right around Australia comes to you on your local community radio station. I'm Roderick Chambers in Sydney, and coming up on the program today...
What we've seen, though, from Optus is a callous action by holding a media release at 5:30 on a Friday. They failed to notify emergency services.
The Optus 000 outage due to a software upgrade has raised questions about the reliability of phones in Australia generally. Stay tuned to find out more here on The Wire. Optus experienced a nationwide outage that disrupted mobile and broadband services for over 10 hours. During that time, 000 calls from Optus mobile phones failed to connect in three states and one territory throughout Australia. Four people died as a result. Thomas Kutis asked Associate Professor Mark Gregory, leader of Network Engineering Research Group at RMIT University, what technically went wrong during the Optus outage and why emergency calls failed to reroute as they should.
We've learned that there was an update to a firewall within the Optus network at about 12:30 a.m. on Thursday morning. As a result of the update, 000 calls were not connecting from Northern Territory, West Australia, South Australia and portions of New South Wales. And the rest of the network, the normal calls were working as normal. And so... this was the reason why the Optus phones weren't trying to camp on to another network to make the 000 calls.
In your view, what safeguards should telcos have in place to prevent a single upgrade from disabling access to 000? Should it be like any backup systems?
Well, in this circumstance, what we would have expected to see was testing before, during and after the update. I mean, the most important service that the telcos provide is the 000 emergency call service. And this is now the second failure for Optus in less than 2 years. And what we would expect to see that is greater engineering detail to the way that updates are carried out. Now, Optus have committed to 18 recommendations from a review into the previous outage. They've said that 12 of those 18 have been implemented, but it then questions whether or not they've really implemented those recommendations or did those recommendations go far enough. What we've seen, though, from Optus is a callous action by holding a media release at 5:30 on a Friday. They failed to notify emergency services, other organisations and governments, both federal and state, at an appropriate time. And that was as soon as they found out that there was an outage to the 000 emergency call service. To wait until the next day was just outrageous.
So what you're saying is the time, the response that they got was very poor.
Oh, certainly. The actions of Optus were remarkably poor, and we've already seen criticism from state premiers, from government ministers, from senior people in the affected by these outages. The whole situation is wholly unacceptable, and the CEO gave a guarantee when he took on the role after the last outage that, this wouldn't happen again. And I note that the Prime Minister has said he would be surprised if the CEO wasn't seriously considering his position. In my view, the senior management team at Optus need to stand down. They need to be replaced with people who understand the gravity of the situation and are prepared to take actions to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
So what infrastructure changes would you recommend to ensure that Australians can always reach emergency services regardless of their telco provider?
Well, we need to ensure that the telcos have staff on hand that understand how to carry out the updates and to ensure that processes are followed. What we've been told is that this was an update being carried out by a contractor, and that's unacceptable. We also need redundancy and we need failover systems. And a failover system is where you've got a second system that hasn't been updated. So if an update fails or causes a problem, you can immediately switch to the failover system and bring the network to a state where everything is working as expected. You would then go and fix the problem that caused the live system to fail. Reasonable engineering practices are not in place, and the telco industry has been self-regulating, if you like, for too many years. And, you know, for the last 30 years, I've been calling for minimum performance standards to be brought in. But the legislation and regulations currently provide too many outs for the industry. You know, yet repeated calls have been unanswered by a number of governments now. And we need to see this change. And I'm hoping that the current government will change the legislation and regulations to ensure that this type of thing doesn't happen again, and that the overall performance of the telecommunications networks improves. So that would mean that the TIO and the ACCC would need to be given the powers that they need to take action when the telecommunication networks do not perform as consumers would expect.
Associate Professor Mark Gregory, Leader, Network Engineering Research Group at RMIT University, speaking there with Thomas Cooters.